Yeah, so a truck leaves Chicago heading to Dallas. Simple enough, right? Except there's a storm system moving through Oklahoma, a port backup rippling through the whole supply chain, and somewhere in the middle of all this, a customs document at the Mexican border just disappeared into a bureaucratic black hole. For most of the last century, a human dispatcher would be on the phone, sweating through it. Now, an AI caught it before the driver even knew there was a problem. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. AI, and I want you to really sit with this one because it sounds boring on the surface and is actually kind of mind-bending underneath logistics, shipping, the movement of physical stuff from one place to another. It is quietly one of the most data-rich, complexity-dense, economically massive problems on the planet. We're talking trillions of dollars of goods moving through thousands of lanes, ports, borders, and warehouses every single year. And for most of that time, the software running, it looked like something built in 2003. Because it was, here's where it gets interesting. AI, a company called Project 44 is now tracking over 1.5 billion shipments a year. Billion. With a B, and they're doing it across ocean, air, rail, and road all at once through integrations with over 1,400 carriers. Their AI layer is processing 7.3 trillion data points annually to do one thing really, really well: tell you when your stuff is actually going to arrive. Not the optimistic number someone put in a spreadsheet, the real number. AI, the number that accounts for the port congestion in Long Beach, the weather system over the Midwest. The fact that this particular carrier runs about 12 minutes late on Tuesdays for reasons nobody fully understands. And look, ETA prediction sounds mundane, but think about what a wrong ETA costs. You overorder inventory because you're not sure when the shipment lands. You staff a warehouse for a Tuesday delivery that shows up Thursday. You promise a customer something you can't deliver. Every one of those is money, real money. AI. So when an AI model gets consistently better at predicting arrival times, the ROI is not abstract. It shows up directly in margins. Project 44 is what people in the industry call a visibility platform, but that undersells it. It's closer to a control tower. Shippers and logistics providers plug in and they get a live picture of everything moving, plus alerts when something goes sideways, plus recommendations for what to do about it, automated exception handling. The AI doesn't just notice the delay, it tells you what to do next. I think this is huge. AI, not in a flashy robot uprising kind of way. In a quiet, this is going to restructure an entire industry kind of way. The companies that figure out how to act on this data faster than their competitors, they win. The ones still running on legacy TMS systems and gut instinct, they're going to feel it. But here's the thing. While everyone's watching the big visibility platforms, something else was happening quietly in a very specific, very overlooked corner of global trade. The US-Mexico border, and if you've never shipped freight across it, let me paint you a picture. AI, you've got your truck, your goods, your driver, and then you've got customs, documentation requirements that can run dozens of pages, wait times that are genuinely unpredictable, a gap in visibility that the industry literally calls the border black hole, which honestly is the most accurate branding I've ever heard for a logistics problem. A company called Nuva Cargo decided to build an AI-powered TMS specifically for this corridor. Not global freight, not generic optimization, just US, Mexico, Canada. That's it. AI. And if you're thinking, wait, why would you limit yourself like that? That's exactly the wrong instinct, because the US-Mexico trade corridor is massive. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars in annual freight, and it has been chronically underserved by technology because it's complicated in ways that generic platforms don't handle well. Nuva Cargo's platform does real-time ETAs that account for customs queue times and border weight fluctuations. AI, it automates the paperwork, the compliance forms, the documentation that used to require someone manually typing the same information into four different systems. And when there's a border delay, it flags it, notifies the shipper, and helps coordinate what happens next. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't they say AI was going to solve border logistics like 5 years ago? Yeah, people said a lot of things. The difference now is the data density and the model quality are actually good enough to be useful in real operations, not a demo, not a pilot production. AI, there's a third player worth knowing here too. Next MV, completely different angle. They're not building a visibility platform or ATMs, they're building the optimization engine underneath. Developer first infrastructure for routing, scheduling, and dispatch. Think of them as the company that lets you build your own custom routing brain, tuned to your specific constraints, your specific business rules, your specific definition of what optimal means, flexible, programmable, and designed for the companies that have outgrown off-the-shelf solutions. Quick hits before we go. AI, Manhattan Associates just rolled out what they're calling agentic AI inside their logistics suite, systems that optimize warehouse and fulfillment operations without waiting to be asked. A startup called Holodeer, backed by Bain Capital Ventures out of Y Combinator, is pitching itself as a logistics OS where AI agents coordinate operations. And multiple top-tier VC firms, including Andreessen Horowitz, Lightspeed, and Bessemer, have now explicitly listed logistics intelligence as a core investment focus, which means a lot more money is about to flow into this space. AI, here is the thread connecting all of this. We are in the middle of a quiet digitization of the physical economy. Not robots taking over warehouses, though that's happening too. Something more foundational. The pipes and decision-making layers that move goods around the world are finally getting rebuilt with AI at the center. Better ETAs, smarter routing, faster exception handling, it's not glamorous. But it is genuinely one of the most consequential applications of machine learning happening right now. Because when supply chains work better, everything downstream works better. AI. And when they don't, well, we all remember 2021. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.